Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, exploring the issues that impact our community, providing an in-depth analysis of the latest national discussion, and hitting the issues hard in a thoughtful, passionate, and provocative way. We have another thought-provoking show for you this morning. How extraordinary it is to dedicate your time, efforts, and resources to children in need. It is especially wonderful when your commitment to children is long distance. My guest this morning has established a residential mission in Liberia and is providing a safe environment for education, living skills, appropriate social interactions, and communal responsibility. This morning, we're reaching across the Great Pond to talk about Africa and how you can help some children in Liberia here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Joining me this morning is Amelia Blackett, CEO of CCBM Incorporated, organization for orphaned children in Liberia, a 501c3 organization working to provide children of Liberia a safe and stable environment and an opportunity to experience bright futures in the face of wars, hunger, and disease. Amelia, thank you so much for joining me again this morning.
Thank you, Ron, for inviting me again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been such a long time, and you know, I like having you in the studio to talk about some of the things that you're doing, not just here in this country, but abroad. And I think it's very important that you share some of what you're doing. Where have you been?
Working.
I think that's something we all have to do. Absolutely. So, you know, one of the interesting things, you know, we have a global perspective here at Praise 100.9 and 92.7, and you have been doing such a laudable work in Liberia. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit because you got some stuff going on here coming up July 12th, but we're going to get into that. But I want to explore, since I have you here, some of what is happening in Liberia and what's going on the African continent, because you have what I consider a worldview and a real love for the diaspora. So talk a little bit about what is happening back home on the African continent.
Well, the only thing I can say, the president of Liberia is doing what she's supposed to do, and I'm happy with it. I can say much about it because I'm not in the political session of that part.
You know, I always try to get you into politics.
Yeah, I'm not a politician. I've never been. I never really, you know, sit and talk politician or politics rather with anybody before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not interested. But so far, I can just say things are moving on. It may be slow, but it's moving on.
Yeah, now in post-war Liberia, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf had to grapple with freedom of the press, corruption in government, oil reform, all of those things. And from what I understand, as you've indicated, she is doing what she's promised to do.
Well, what I see she is, because I really don't follow the news with what she's doing home. Mm-hmm. They got people who do that.
Yeah.
They say, what I do, I follow is the children of in Liberia that's suffering, that need my help.
Yeah,
that's why I read it and listen to and I follow every day. That's my concern. So if they're doing good, I'm happy.
Absolutely.
I don't expect 100% of what she's doing because nobody perfect. But when it comes to my kids and my old folks, that's all I worry about right now.
Absolutely. And I think it's important when you consider the number of children that are suffering around the globe, but specifically in Liberia, and some of the things that they have to deal with. Obviously, they need people of your caliber and leadership, because you've been working with children for quite a long time. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I've been working with children for a long time, over 20 years in America, working in group homes, just all over to every group home. During foster care, I personally do foster care right now.
Yeah.
And I go out there, work in the community, unique caring and network. I work there also, helping kids in the community. And what I do, I really love doing it. I do it with great joy and pride because that is my talent and this is what I love to do.
Right. Now, and when we consider what is happening on the African continent, and we'll get back to America, obviously, mm-hmm. but when we consider what is happening on the African continent, there is a stereotype of Africa that is, in my mind, so prevalent of starving children living in extreme poverty, living in extreme conditions, hunger, war, and so on. But there's another view of Africa that isn't shown. That is the metropolitan areas, parts of Africa that are becoming more developed in such places like Liberia and Libya and Tunisia, Algeria, South Africa. Talk a little bit about the changes that's taking place on the African continent. Although you are here in the United States, obviously those changes are important to you.
Yeah. Well, I can talk about a lot about Liberia. I don't know much about it. I haven't been home for now for 3-4 years because basically I'm a lone God first and I supporting the mission in Liberia. Mm-hmm. So the time I take to go, I send the money to make sure that the children are fed, they are in school, the health condition is good, and I have to pay my workers.
Yeah.
So I haven't been home, but the news that I get from my workers or the people who runs the mission, they always tell me it's okay, everything all right. But they say that everything all right.
And you have to confirm it when you go home.
Yes, which I will be going home by God's grace in December to see what's really going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say much. I don't want to say what I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just keep in touch with my children at home and make sure they're all right, make sure my workers doing the right thing. And that's my concern.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard Liberia is doing much better now.
Now, you just said you've been home 3 years ago?
I haven't been home for 3 years
now. 3 years. Talk a little bit about the experience going back home. One of the things that I want to do, you know, when you get in our age group, I'm mm-hmm. above 40 at this point, you want to travel. And part of what I want to do, if I talk a little bit about a bucket list, which is so far away from where I am in terms of my age, but I want to go to China. But in my heart of hearts, I want to go back to Africa. Talk a little bit about your experience 3 years ago and what folks who are interested in doing more about the African continent, what they should expect and what they can do.
Well, I would say you can go back to Liberia or you can go back to Africa and visit. There would be no harm done to you.
Yeah.
You would
be
welcome. You see, the Africans are warm-hearted people.
Absolutely.
They accept you with love. It matter. If you went there, you wouldn't regret going to Africa. You know, there's a lot of help in Liberia that needs to be done. The children there, we need schools. We need hospitals. We need a lot of things that I can really pinpoint until I come back. But a lot of things missing from those kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and basically I would say education is the priority, number one thing. We need that. Okay? We need education for the children because if the kids are educated, you will have a better leadership in the country and better foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if the kids in the country, the children in the country, they are not educated, they know nothing, how can you handle them? They don't know what's really going on. You're talking to an empty, just talking, and
absolutely,
there's no understanding.
Yeah, and interestingly, for those folks who are, well, you need to be talking about children in America. One of the things you and I, full disclosure, we worked together some years ago for Family Support Services. And one of the things that I was able to glean from my experience with you is that you, again, have a love and desire to help children, particularly with education. That's something that you carried with you when you and I worked together.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about the Organization for Orphan Children in Liberia and why it's so important to you.
Yeah. CCBM, Organization for Orphan Children in Liberia, and the reason why it's important to me, all my life when I was growing up, I wanted to help children.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody fortunate like me or other children that grew up in Liberia. My love for my country been like what it is now from the day I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
When I went home to bury my mother in 1983, I saw a lot of suffering children. I saw children on the street. I saw children no food, they begging. You see children just doing what they got no business doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I came back, I prayed about it, I asked the Lord to show me a vision. I went back to Liberia, 205. I said, I'll go do another feasibility study and see what I can do and how I can open up an orphanage to help my people.
Right, right.
And I came back here, I did a lot of research. Finally, I was able to go home 207 and open up this mission. Mm-hmm. How I did it, I don't know, but God bless me. You know, when you believe in God and He say yes to your prayer, nobody can say no. And He gave me that love to do what I'm doing right now.
Right, yeah. Now, for the audience, when were you able to open up your mission?
2007.
Right. And I think that's, when did we meet? 2009, 2010? And at that point, you were really gung-ho about getting this mission and up and running and making sure that things were operating proficiently. And one of the interesting things, and I want to read verbatim some of the things that you say. When you were writing your proposal about your 501c3 and organizing the organization, you said, "As I write this, I do so with sadness because the children of Liberia, like so many children of the world, are bleeding, sick, starving, without shelter, and most of all, without hope. In the wake of the recent civil war in Liberia, a large number of children have been left orphaned and homeless, while many more are not getting the bare minimum and more are not receiving adequate health care, school, or spiritual guidance." And that to me is a reflection of where we are spiritually around the world. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. The spiritual part, this is my belief. We are all born as children of God.
Right.
It doesn't matter where we live or who we are, what culture we are, we're supposed to be able to help each other. Africa needs our help. Africa needs support from the international world. We are suffering. Our children are suffering. Can you imagine your child has to get up in the morning, no food, has to drink dirty water, in the street, no slipper, no food to eat, and just knocking from pillar to pole, have to do the wrong thing. Then we complain about it. A child will have to do what they have to do to survive.
Yeah.
That way we come in as Christian, as parents, not only take care of only our household. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." He didn't say only suffer our children in the house. So I live in America. I do the same work I do in Liberia here. God, I love the children. I love living with the people here. And nothing greater than helping the children in the world. I would say in the world. So you can look for what I'm saying. Africa, United Kingdom, Spain, everywhere in the world, that suffering children. Let's put our hands together, our hearts together, and help the unfortunate.
Now, this is going to obviously be a very provocative question. Mm-hmm. And I'm not certain how enthusiastic you will be in answering the question. But one of the things that really rattles me is our, and I'm talking African Americans, our lack of participation in many ways, or in a big way, in helping our sisters and brothers on the African continent. What we are most often exposed to are white evangelical, white Christians, and I applaud their efforts at doing that. Sure. They are staunch in making sure that people are being fed. But why aren't our presence more prevalent on the African continent? What is going on with that? And what is your perspective in terms of getting people more interested in doing something like that?
Well, the only thing I will call it short, the only thing we can do is to educate the blacks over here mm-hmm. about Africa.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. I have a lot of friends, American, who helping me, who interested in going home with me to help me do my groundbreaking in December. Mm-hmm. That's a nice American, because they understand. But the ones that don't understand, don't let us criticize them. Let educate them.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't know something,
educate them.
They can say nothing good about it.
Yeah.
I gave an example. We saw some raffle tickets. My girlfriend, she's an American. She took some to her daughter, work or whatever, and someone said they couldn't buy my raffle ticket because it was an African a program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If they knew better, they would not say what they said.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have nothing bad in my heart about them. We just need to educate each other where we are lacking.
That's right.
Of knowledge.
And that's why I applaud Bishop T.D. Jakes and a lot of the celebrity preachers. You know, we can criticize them for the prosperity gospel and all those kind of things. But one of the interesting things about T.D. Jakes and a couple of others is that they have made it a priority to send money, to set up programs, to build schools, the whole nine. nine yards. And see, you are an extension of that effort. You may not have a national name, but because you have a heart to assist and help children, you are doing your part. So talk a little bit about how your family has responded to what you're doing to help the children of Liberia.
Well, my family, they're doing the best they know how. Unfortunately, or unfortunately, they don't have the resources to help.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, this is why we all join together to help us do fundraiser, raise money. We could like clothes. If you have old clothes, you have books, anything you don't need. Africa, we need it. We can send it home for the kids to use. Not only money, even though we do need the money, but we take anything. Don't throw it in the trash. If you can use it, bring it over.
Right. Now, you have a program coming up July 12th.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the program to raise money and talk a little bit about what the money is going to be used for.
Okay. The fundraiser will be held July 12th. It starts at 12 p.m. in the afternoon. The program will be held at 7005 Wattis Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28212.
And that is Suite 300A.
Yeah, but the reason why I didn't say Suite 300A, because just a little in the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's
okay.
Yeah,
I got
the 300A, if you want to mail out. But we have another address here that things can be mailed out to. The address is, you can mail it out to Amelia Blackett, 7209-J Deputy Harris Boulevard, Suite 128, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. I can be reached at 704-493-3805. Mm-hmm. Again, the address is 7209-J Deputy Harris Boulevard, Suite 128, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
Mm-hmm. In terms of what the donations are going to be used for, talk a little bit about that, because you're going to be having food and drinks and dinner, a whole bunch of activities. But at the end of the day, you are raising funds and raising donations. Talk a little bit about what the donations are going to be used for.
The donation will be used. I want to go home in December to do groundbreaking, to start a foundation, to start building the mission. I want to move the girls out of Lokington to Bensonville, Monrovia, Liberia. That's where the land was bought for the mission to be located.
Mm-hmm.
So that money going to be used for the groundbreaking and starting foundation for the mission CCBM.
Now, how many children are you currently serving?
Presently, I have 12. Because where I have is not a big place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to join the kids together. Each kid in the room has a bunk bed. Okay, we have two bunk beds in the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to start them sleeping together, two in one bunk bed. No. When we start building, I want to start taking in 100 girls and 100 boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll start from there. And in the future, we'll move from there, whatever God designates us to do.
Now, there's a strong emphasis on living skills, social interactions, and community skills that you're inculcating into the children. Talk a little bit about what you're doing specifically with those areas.
Okay. In the areas we have... this is where we're going to do. I go back to the mission.
Mm-hmm.
The mission going to be built. It's going to have a church, library. It will have a school. We'll build our own school. It will be cheaper for the children to go. And where we're building it for the community to be able to send the children there also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have library. We're going to have there are so many. I didn't bring the sketch with me, but it would be just like the schools in America. I want to build it like the missions that we have here.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to have everything. Like I promised the kids when I first opened up, I'm not going to take you to America, but I'm going to bring America to you. And that's what I'm going to take home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
and
my plan.
And interestingly, you are emphatic, as you've indicated earlier in the show, you are emphatic about education. Talk a little bit about the curriculum that you're providing to the children so that they are educated.
Okay. Personally, at home, the children go to a private school.
Mm-hmm.
They learn English. They know how, they're learning how to cook. They're learning how to sew. I send computer home. And the computer is not connected, but they're learning how to tap. You don't have to have it connected for them to practice how to tap. The children, they have a lot of skills they are doing. This is why I usually do some weekends. I let them take them to where we're going to build the mission, because we're using it as a farmland right now. So until we start building, they go and see agriculture, join into it, show them how to plant food and do different stuff on the farm. So we keep them busy when it comes to that. The kids, they are wise.
Right, right. Now, part of the mission of CCBM is providing spiritual guidance. Talk a little bit about the kind of spiritual guidance being offered. Are you teaching specific types of religious traditions such as Christianity, Islam? What are you showing and demonstrating?
We are Christians. We have a church that the main pastor, Thomas Nangwe, runs. That's where the kids go to church. They participate in the choir. They sing. And they do usher work. Everything you can think about, they participate in it. The children are very educated. When they live, they are learning. I keep them like here. I want them to do things the same way the kids do here. If you talk to one of my kids, if you had the opportunity to call home, you will see what I'm talking. The next interview I have, I'm going to come here, call Liberia. We'll put it on here, my kids talking.
Now, 85% of Liberians are practicing Christians. Are other faith traditions being taught, given that 12% of the population are Muslims?
Yeah, they have a lot of Muslims over there, but so they have Christians too. Everywhere in the world is the same. The same thing here, the same thing in Africa. People practice what they want to practice. You can't stop them.
Now, given the state of our economy, it is difficult for many people. You know, the United States was hit with a great recession, and obviously that trickled around the world. And it's hard for people to open up their wallets when they are probably struggling themselves. Talk a little bit about the importance of even sacrificing to help in the cause that you are touting here.
This is why I tell people, if you don't have money to give, give whatever you have. We'll take, like I said, your clothes, the clothes you don't want. We'll take mattresses where you don't want. I show you got a book. You can copy books to the dollar store. You can bring it. Books your children will not be using. I mean, we take old parts, anything, mattresses to send home. If you can use it, if you know you can use it, then the children in Liberia can use it too. Don't bring anything. We accept anything.
Absolutely. And I'm one of those guys who have the ability, if you will, I want to pat myself on the back, but thinking long range and thinking long term, it's very important to me. Liberia is rich with mineral resources, water, forest, and as I understand it, the climate is favorable for agriculture. And what you are providing to the children of Liberia today through education, through living skills, through an ability to communicate, or the whole plethora of things that you're doing, it prepares them for the mineral wealth that's in Liberia so that they can take leadership, so that they can take ownership. And I think that's important. But in terms of the current state of affairs in Liberia and what your efforts are in terms of preparing them, what is it that we can do again to further your cause?
Like, I'm having a fundraiser. I'm looking for money to start building the mission. There's a lot of help you can do. You can send anything you want to send that can start a foundation. You can send money. If you got contact with building material companies here, you can call me. We can decide what, how to send these things to Liberia. Like I said, I will accept anything. What your heart leads you to do, what God puts in your heart to do for CCBN, we will appreciate it. We don't want to tell you, you know, we will accept this, only money, this or that. But what you can afford will be appreciated by us.
One of the interesting things when I read the summary of your package, you talked a little bit about women and children. Some of the women that were raped, some of the children that are forced to become child soldiers. Yeah. Some parents lost their children. True. The whole plethora, the bevy of things that are really impacting these children. Talk a little bit about what it does for you spiritually to see individuals having to suffer those kinds of conditions.
It kills my spirit, especially with the young girls in Liberia being used by all the old men for their own selfish image.
Yeah, yeah.
I went home. Not only the Liberians doing it, they got people from all over the world who are using it against them because they are suffering. Their parents can't afford to what it is and keep them up, can't afford to feed them, can't afford to send them to school. So the easy way is to go and do what they got no business doing. I don't want to say the name of it because it's painful. I would just say to do what they have no business doing.
Yeah.
And this is where I step in. The little I can do, I'm doing it. Yeah. And I'm not going to stop until I die.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to keep on pushing until I can push as many children out of the street I can.
And as you've indicated in previous conversations, you're talking about children who are exposed to the kinds of exploitation that we've seen in the past. You're talking about children who are walking on the streets. You're talking about people who could potentially become sex toys and sex slaves for very vile individuals. And what you're providing, the efforts that you have mounted, is to make sure that you can provide some protection for some of those children.
It's not only boys saying, we got to protect our children. Yeah. Those are our future leaders. We can't just leave them in the street and let them do what they want to do because it's not ours.
That's right.
Now, a lot of us in this country, Liberians, can make effort to do something for those children too. Like most people tell me, you don't have this, I don't want the worldly things of the world. I just want to do what I'm doing for God's children.
And I think the failure of our folks here and even around the world is not understanding the interconnectedness that we have to our brothers and sisters in Liberia and the African continent altogether. And I think if we were a bit more sensitive to the struggle, I mean, we have our own struggles here in the United States, without question. But at some point, we have to be more opened and extending our hand to individuals who might be suffering just a little bit more than what we're dealing with here in the United States. So you got the fundraiser coming up. Talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to close out the show.
Yeah, the fundraiser is going to be July 12th, 2014 at 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. The address is 7005 Wattis Road, Suite 300A, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28212. I would like to briefly and say thank you to some of these people that are participating. I want to say thank you especially to Stephanie Jones. She's been very grateful to me in the mission. Miss Ruby Newbill. And I want to say special thank to my company I work for, You Need Caring Network, Mr. Sean Morris and Miss Pam, for them helping up to help me do this fundraiser in July. May God bless them, and whatever they're doing for CCB, and they will be rewarded double.
Absolutely. And again, if you want to send donations, you can send those donations to CCBM 7209 JWT Harris Boulevard, Suite 128, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Amelia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you. You always being there to help CCBM in your own way. Just calling me here. It's a big plus.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. And the number to CCBM is 704-493-3805. And you can send them an email as well. CCBM Organization Inc. at yahoo.com. Again, Amelia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'd like to again thank Amelia Blackett, CEO of CCBM Incorporated. She is doing a wonderful work for the children in Liberia as well as here in the United States. And again, if you'd like to help Amelia and CCBM, you can give them a call at 704-493-3805. Again, that's 704-493-3805. If you would like to make a donation, you can also do that by mailing your donations to CCBM 7209 JWT Harris Boulevard, Suite 128, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. Also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www. www.ronhollins.blogspot.com. This show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.